On a hot, humid summer day, there's really nothing better than a cool soda and an ice cream sundae. Sounds pretty great, right? I met up with Chef Daniel Orr recently to check out the scene at a new and yet old ice cream parlor in Columbus, Indiana. Chef Orr will be a familiar name to restaurant goers in Bloomington, Indiana. He runs Farm Bloomington on Kirkwood Avenue. And we use him here at WFIU for our program, Earth Eats. Being born and raised in Columbus, he remembers the Zaharicos from his childhood. So let's get the scoop on Zaharicos.
All right, we're here at Zaharicos in Columbus, Indiana with Tony Moravac. He's the man behind the mission of saving a Columbus landmark. And what could be better than sitting in an ice cream parlor in the middle of the summer? How did you get involved with saving this downtown landmark?
Well, I joined a community group called the Columbus Capital Corporation, and their mission was to save Zaharicos from being sold to some outside menu. As we got into it, I recognized that I felt it needed somebody to personally take on the mission, and I had restored another building downtown, so I knew a little bit about restoration. And then obviously, it being an ice cream parlor, I worked in an ice cream parlor when I was 14 years old and had fond memories of ice cream. So I thought, how could I go wrong?
Being in Columbus, you're surrounded by all this wonderful modern architecture that Irwin Miller had so much to do getting these famous, world-famous architects in. And then this was done more of a turn of the century, just kind of from the heart of the Zaharico brothers. How does this fit in that whole puzzle that is Columbus, Indiana, and the modern architecture kind of living in this small town?
I think the restoration is a wonderful contrast of the modern architecture that you see that's been promoted here in the city, and we have wonderful examples of. Our building is a true restoration and actually a retake back to the early 1900s, the fabulous Victorian era. We had the interior, there had been some modifications in the 40s and 50s that were really 50s era modifications. It made it cute, but it didn't capture the Victorian era that we were trying to recreate. The skylights, and there are actually three of them on the roof of the building, that they originally created at turn of the century to provide natural daylight all the way from the ceiling down to the first floor. So part of our restoration, again, was to take it back to the early 1900s.
And I think you've done it. Visited you out at your house, and I've seen your collection of your toys that you have, and this all kind of fits into that, you know, the music boxes, the old games, and then to have this kind of be the ultimate toy shop for you.
Well, one of the most important iconic pieces of Zaharicos was the Welty pipe organ that sat in the shop for almost 100 years. Obviously, that was sold in 2006, and it just broke a lot of people's hearts locally, and they thought it was gone forever. When I decided to acquire the building, my thought was the most important thing to do would be to get the Welty pipe organ back, if at all possible. So I contacted the gentleman in California to purchase the organ and asked him one question. Are you emotionally attached to this new pipe organ that you bought? And him being a businessman came back with the reply I hoped. He said, well, Tony, everything has a price, but you do realize this is a very, very, very rare organ. Well, I knew I had him.
Wow. Let's go find it. I want to see it.
Okay.
Let's go.
The Welty pipe organ really is the centerpiece of Zaharicos. It sits on the back wall, sort of overseeing the dining room. And when it starts playing, look out.
People's eyes light up from all ages whenever we turn this thing on. Back when we put our theme song in, The Entertainer, I start dancing automatically.
I was going to say, I feel like I need to corral everyone and march around.
Zaharicos is part museum, when you think about it. In addition to the organ, there's lots of memorabilia from the turn of the century. There are authentic marble soda fountains, photos from when the ice cream parlor first opened in October of 1900. Lots of things to see and touch. At the beginning of this whole process, Tony traveled around the country educating himself about all things soda and ice cream.
Fortunately or unfortunately, I started collecting the stuff. Now I have a warehouse of this soda fountain memorabilia that we just had to pull out some of the unique pieces to put on display. We got a wonderful collection of antique chandeliers, soda fountain lamps, two of our antique soda fountains, all the fabulous chandeliers that you see hanging in the dining room, and an antique jeweler's clock that's been restored in our museum also.
But let's not forget that this is a place that serves soda and ice cream, and there's no way that Chef Orr and I are getting out of here without trying some.
All right, Chef, we've got the menu here. So let's get you some ice cream and a soda. What could we create here?
Well, I'm just going through the list, and they've got some dreamsicle and chocolate and butter pecan, mint chocolate chip, all those wonderful classic flavors. I'm kind of a guy that likes the natural flavor, so I'd probably go with peanuts and pecans and some caramel sound good to me, and top it with some whipped cream.
Boy, you had me a dreamsicle, so maybe I can get one of those. We'll see. Rebecca, can you make this happen for me?
I can make this happen.
Yes!
As Rebecca prepares our treats, I'll let you know that you can check out photos of our day at Zaharico's on our website, wfiu.org. And while you're there, take a listen to Earth Eats in the podcast section. Chef Orr and I also bring Earth Eats to you every Saturday morning at 11:30 on WFIU. It's a show about real food and green living, and we have a whole lot of fun. Ah, and it's ice cream time. Thank you, Rebecca. Here we go, Chef. Let's do this together.
Well, how is it?
It's really good. It is exactly what I was hoping it was going to be. Yum.
I'm getting through my crunchy little nuts on top.